This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Operation Rescue is speaking out in the case of the New York woman who died in Maryland in a botched late-term abortion. They say if the Maryland hospital does not file a complaint with the state medical board, they will file suit in order to bring medical scrutiny to the work of abortionist Dr. Leroy Carhart. There is an ongoing criminal investigation by the state attorney general in Maryland related to Carhart's operations there. As the next 40 Days for Life gets underway, one prayer demonstration in Greensboro, North Carolina, had to be canceled because the abortion business, faced with another round of legal prayer and vigil outside their doors, closed their doors permanently. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is we repeat behaviors. Unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-4ME, 877-HOPE, the number 4, ME. A recent poll of New York voters should be giving its governor headaches. Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York wants to get rid of all pro-life laws in his state and promote late-term abortions. So Cuomo has proposed to the legislature a so-called Reproductive Choice Act. The in-depth McLaughlin poll, paid for by the Chiaroscuro Foundation, shows support for the governor's position well below 20%. Over 60% strongly disagree with his ideas. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.